Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm Laura Dearda, an editor at Becker's Healthcare, and I'm thrilled to welcome Ed Karlovich, Executive Vice President and CFO for UPMC. Ed, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
You're welcome, Laura. I'm glad to be here.
Could you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. I've been with UPMC in a variety of roles for the last 30 plus years. I am a Pittsburgh native and watched this town change around me. But I would say from a professional perspective, you know, I've had a number of hospital leadership roles, and prior to becoming the CFO for the health system, I was the chief financial officer and chief of staff for UPMC's health services division, where I spent most of my time focusing on trying to manage the organization through the changing landscape in healthcare, trying to help them with innovative care delivery models, physician partnerships, affiliation strategies, and organizational redesign. So I really had a role that was not only traditionally finance-oriented, but also was also available around to help with us from an operational perspective.
Fantastic. And now could you tell us a little bit about UPMC and your points of pride there?
Oh, sure. UPMC, you know, based in Pittsburgh, is the leading healthcare provider and insurer, and it's also a leading academic medical center, as many people know. But I think one thing that's really important for the public and others to recognize, UPMC was really instrumental in leading the renaissance of Pittsburgh, along with other medical and educational facilities, post-industrial changes that were happening here in the late 70s and early 80s. So, you know, UPMC is a relatively young organization. We were only established in 1990, but it's been astounding the influence that we've had, not only here locally, but across the country. As you're aware, you know, patients travel from all over the world to receive care at our hospitals, including UPMC Presbyterian, UPMC Children's, and UPMC McGee. So from a clinical perspective, it's really been a remarkable journey for UPMC over the last 30 years. So I'm very proud of that. And also, our affiliation with the University of Pittsburgh Schools of the Health Sciences has been integral to our success. We're one of the nation's leading provider insurers as well. We have about 4 million members in our health plan. We have over 40 hospitals. We've got 700 doctor's offices and outpatient sites. So as an organization, we are embedded into this Western Pennsylvania community as well as the Central Pennsylvania area and into Western New York at this point in time. And from an economics perspective, you know, it's hard to believe that, you know, when I started with this organization, you know, UPMC was located within a probably a 3 to 4 square block area. Now we're across the state and we've got over 90,000 employees. We support more than 1 in 4 hospital jobs in Pennsylvania. So we are not only a hospital network providing care to our communities, but also we're in the process of being an economic engine for the region as well. Our financial strength, you know, we're about a $20+ billion organization, so we're able to reinvest, you know, our revenues and earnings back into our clinical programs, just really creating, you know, world-renowned programs here. But as you step back from all of that, you know, all of what we do from a clinical perspective, one point of pride in particular for me is our commitment to our communities. We contributed more than $1.4 billion in benefits to our communities over the last year across the different areas we served. I mean, those are large numbers, but it's not just about the numbers. It's about our employee commitment. And I think at the end of the day, if you were to ask me, you know, what makes me proudest of this organization, it's our commitment of our employees to serve our communities, not only during normal times, but also watching them rally during this very difficult time we've all experienced in the past year.
Thank you so much for going through that with us, Ed. I think it sounds like you've got a great thing going with UPMC, a lot of success that you've had, and then obviously being able to respond quickly to the pandemic has been essential for community care. What are you seeing today with COVID-19, and how are your strategies evolving for mitigating it?
Thanks, Laura, for asking that. You know, in a year when COVID-19 really dominated every aspect of our lives, UPMC really stepped to the forefront and assumed a leadership role is a vital source of information for our patients, our families, and all the diverse communities in our regions that we serve. One of the things that clearly has benefited us in this challenging time is our vast resources and the expertise that we've got throughout our system. You know, we were prepared always to safely care for the COVID patients as well as the other non-COVID patients. Fortunately for UPMC, our hospitals were really never overwhelmed with COVID patients as some hospitals in other parts of the country were. But when we did see the most recent uptick in COVID activity, we were able to flex up our clinical teams and resources to deal with that effectively. In addition to that, we were able to sort of step through the research and medical side of this disease, and Our clinicians have played a leading role in developing treatments and understanding of what's how to manage this very, very difficult. You know, in our region, we became really the source of truth and expertise for what was going on. We at UPMC have held news conferences on a routine basis, providing information to our communities. And those news conferences are available on our website for anybody who wants to listen and understand how we address this challenge and how we continue to address it. And frankly, as we speak today, UPMC has worked with a variety of public health agencies to lead our regions in distributing vaccines and other services outside of UPMC, including elderly residents in nursing homes and other prioritized groups in our community. So I would say in summary, we've really had an organization that had the ability to step up because it had great clinical leadership, great medical leadership that recognized that this was our time to shine and the time to lead this community and provide information and help them from a care perspective. And so getting back, you know, what makes me proud of this organization, I would say I've been here 30 years and I've never been prouder of the organization, particularly being affiliated with the clinicians and other people who have really managed this process very effectively across our region.
That's fantastic to hear. And I'm so glad that UPMC was able to respond effectively and be such a big part of the health and safety of the community. Now, I know nationally, COVID-19 had a huge impact on hospitals and hospital finances in particular for multiple reasons. I was wondering, from your perspective, is there anything you're doing differently in 2021 from the financial side of things that, you know, will help lead to sustainability in the long term?
I think from financial sustainability, we were able to weather this storm and continue to look forward to the future. You know, we have not only, as I mentioned, a large provider network, we have a large insurer network, and really we manage across that organization. So, you know, we're looking out into 2021 with optimism at this point, provided we can get through the vaccine process and, you know, get a return to normalcy. I think that UPMC is uniquely qualified to continue to serve this community on an ongoing basis.
Fantastic. Now, before we wrap up here, I wanted to talk a little bit about leadership. What are three pieces of advice that you would give to emerging leaders today?
As I think about leadership, whether it's emerging leaders or existing leaders, three things have sort of always been at the forefront from my perspective. You have to be flexible. I think if the one thing the COVID pandemic has put to the forefront is the world can change very rapidly and very quickly. So one needs to have a level of flexibility. I think from a talent management standpoint, you should be looking for to hire and develop great talent. And you should be looking for people that will outpace or outdistance you. I've always tried to recruit people that I thought would be better than me at some point in their career. And I think that's really a key to success. And then finally, I think of all the things that is most important to me as a leader and as I look at leadership is to maintain your integrity at all times. To be a leader with integrity is critical. People will follow you if they view of being high integrity. And so those would be the three pieces of advice I would give to emerging leaders and even existing leaders today.
Got it. So to sum it up, your advice would be to be flexible, look for people, to hire people who will eventually outpace you, smart people, and build a talented team, and then maintaining integrity in everything you do. I think that sounds fantastic, and I appreciate you being on the podcast today.
Thank you, Laura.
Absolutely. This has been a really great discussion. I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.